to order. The organizational meeting is set up to elect officers for the coming year. This is not the normal board meeting. The normal board meeting will follow the organizational meeting. So I will ask if there is any member voice at this time, but the subject of member voice should be designated towards the election of the officers or the organization of the BCF. Do we have any member voice at this time? All right. The next thing I'm going to do is I'd like to recognize Dr. Bob Friedel. He was not at our meeting, our annual meeting in April. He was not able to attend. This is his first meeting not to be up here at the table for 3 years. And so, Bob, I really want to thank you for everything you've done over the last 3 years. I mentioned last year, I believe he was at Thomas Jefferson of the BCA. He's written so many documents for us over the last 3 years. I really appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you,
Joe. And this is just a little moment. And you, too. I know what it means
for
spouses.
May I open this now?
You may open this now.
Thank you very much. May I also say just a word, too?
Absolutely.
I've never stood on this side of the podium before, and it's a great privilege to do so because it gives me an opportunity. Well, thank you so much. This is beautiful. That's lovely. Thank you. I want to make sure that I appreciate how hard that you all work, the kind of commitment that you put into doing this job, both in time, but also, as importantly, goodwill. We all understand after a few years together that we spend our time together, but we may come at our tasks with different vantage points, from different vantage points, and with different goals and objectives and hopes in mind. But I'm always amazed at how we come together at the end. And regardless of the decisions, it all seems to work. And I think for me, it's been a very illuminating 3 years. When I ran for that position, I think at that point that I was trying to pay it forward a bit. And I know that you have, all of you, because most of you served more than 3 years, have done that and will continue to do that. And for that, you have my gratitude and I'm sure, and respect. And I'm sure you have that of your other colleagues at Grinnell as well. And Joan, finally, I wish you well.
Thank you.
I hope that your experience is as positive as mine's been. And I know that you'll be a fine contribution to this board, to the community as well. Thank you all.
Thank you, Bob.
Before you step back, I'd like to add a few words, if you don't mind. I'm also Bob's neighbor, so I think it's... and also, Bob and I joined the board at the same time, so we have a bit of a track record together. I guess it was last year or 2 years ago that I was given responsibilities for the Master Plan Oversight Committee. And I think when Bob first got on the board, and I'm always amazed by new board members, and I did this as well, and I'm sure Joan will and others will. You approach the board from, everybody has, as Bob's already mentioned, a point of view or a mission, if you will, that they pursue. And Bob's was open up the board. So there, the documents are public, the decisions were made are public. And also, and this caused some consternation with our committees, and that was to document the tasks, the scopes, and the charters for each of the committees. And unbeknownst to all of us, when Bob took up this task, we also embarked upon the community's master plan, which required that. And I'm kind of amazed that with the perspective of history, you can look back and say, had Bob not done that, I don't think that we would have had as easy a time kicking off that master planning process that we have. And I think as time goes forward, Bob, you'll be recognized for that effort. I know it was probably took a little bit of heat from some of our committee members for doing that, but in the perspective of history, again, I think that was a tremendous benefit for the community to have having had done that. And it was my pleasure to serve, and I'm sure I speak for the entire board when I say we appreciate what you did as well.
Thank you, John. Very kind.
Bob, I'd like to congratulate you for an outstanding term of service to this community, and I think you can take quite a bit of satisfaction in knowing that as you step away from the board, you leave this board in a better way than when you came to it. We are a more open board. We're a board that provides a higher level of information to the community. I think you ask challenging questions, and while you and I did not always agree, I always knew that you provided the highest ethical approach to any question that you brought. And ultimately, we ended up with a better product. And I have enjoyed serving with you, and I'm going to miss you, but I'm sure we'll find some other way to put you to work.
Thank you, Dick. I look forward to that. Thank you all.
Thank you, Bob. We're still missing two of our board members. I think I'm going to wait for the confidentiality until after the election. All right. See if we can get everybody here. I wonder if they forgot it was at 6:30. All right. Last year we started a new procedure for election of officers to try to make it a little bit easier for everyone. At this time, we will begin, and we will begin with the office of president, and then we'll go to first vice president, to treasurer, and then to second vice president. And the reason we do it in that order is because of what we call the executive committee. It's generally made up of the president, first vice president, and treasurer. And the way the process works, at the annual meeting when we met in April, we made the announcement to all board members that if you wish to be considered for a position on the board, an officer position, to please call Jane, our community manager, and put your name in for that position. That gives everyone approximately 2 weeks to decide what they might be interested in doing and then to call and put his name or her name in. And then tonight, I found it easier last year if on a officer-by-officer election, I'll turn it over to Jane and let her tell us who is vying for what position, and then she will take care of the actual voting for the officers. So we'll begin with the office of president, and I will turn it over to our community manager.
I had one person that contacted me actually on April 21st at right before noon, and that was Director McLennigan, letting me know that he was interested in becoming the president for this year. So do I have, well, John, maybe you'd like to say a few words as to why you want to serve as president?
I would, and very briefly. This is my third year on the board. It is my third year, isn't it?
Yes.
My third year on the board, completing. And I think after 2 years as first vice president, and seeing some of the roles that we do, like the master plan oversight committee, ARB, being liaison to both of those committees and boards, I've got a better understanding of the organization. The main thing I wanted to, bring out, I really think that the board and the board president specifically is representative of the consensus of the board. What I believe in is that once the board makes its decision, the president of the board represents that point of view, if required, at meetings, whether it's with state representatives or community representatives. The main thing being is a lot of times the president is called upon at a higher level to communicate those ideas expressed by this body. Each of us coming to this board represent our points of view, obviously, and those points of view of the people that we represent. And I think that's the best way for it to work. I've always believed that the president of the board really runs the meeting, makes sure it's the meeting is organized and runs in an appropriate fashion, in a timely fashion, and gives everybody voice. And outside of that, no director really should break out unless, of course, they're representing their own ideas and opinions. But as the director or the president of the board, you know, your responsibility is to make sure the meetings run smoothly and you communicate the consensus opinion of the board. Also, I'd like to carry on the tradition. I think our meetings, as Joyce has already established, have run in a very smooth manner. We're now an issue-driven rather than a partisan-driven board. Once we have discussions, they're under motion. Once those decisions are made, the board moves on. I'd like to carry on that tradition. I think it just makes it smoother. It keeps the civility in place. And I think that's something that we should carry on. That's all.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to nominate Director McLennigan as the president for the coming year?
Go ahead. I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Joyce?
Thank you.
All right, we'll move to first vice president.
Director McGinnis, who's not here right now.
So moved, Your Honor.
Right.
Submitted his name. And we have a motion to, Jason made the motion to
second
by Dick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Lord doesn't know what he's got himself into.
All right, we'll move on to treasurer.
All right.
It's the easiest job on the board.
Director Guthrie submitted his name as the treasurer, actually the day after the meeting, which was, I believe, the 19th of April, to be the treasurer again for the coming year. And I know probably Director Guthrie may have some words he'd like to say as to why he wants to serve again as treasurer.
I'll keep it brief. I think it's been really quite enjoyable working with the Finance Committee and working with staff. For the sake of the audience this evening, since I see some faces we don't normally see at meetings, we just completed our audit. And our auditors, which is a firm that audits a lot of the larger community associations in Virginia and elsewhere, for the second year in a row noted that Brandon Mills is among the most financially sound of all community associations that they audit. And they complimented staff on its management of our resources. We came through again with a clean audit, and the Finance Committee has been excellent to work with, and so I'd like to continue.
Do I have a motion to nominate? Is there a second?
Second.
I think Jason had it first.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, and we'll
with our thanks to Dick for an outstanding job the last several years, and it has just been wonderful.
And now we'll move on to second vice president.
Unfortunately, I haven't had anybody volunteer to be the second vice president, so I'm looking for someone at this table to volunteer.
Jane, it might help to describe some of the responsibilities of the second vice president.
Okay.
Good point.
For Joan.
For Joan?
Or Francis.
Right. No.
Well, one of the primary responsibilities is that you attend every board meeting, but the other primary responsibility is that you are the liaison to the NRC, which is very helpful for the board to have someone that they know is going to attend the meetings and keep the board and the staff informed as to the actions of the NRC. Otherwise, as the president of the board delegates responsibilities and projects to different board members, you have the opportunity to volunteer for one of those projects as any other board member. But the main responsibility would be that you're a liaison to the NRC.
We have a volunteer.
Jim, this would be a great opportunity.
I think I have talked to Joan, and I think she's very comfortable. She wants to work as liaison to one of the other committees that she's real comfortable with. So I think, and I don't mean to be speaking for
no,
you,
no,
to give
I,
you a
talk.
Little bit of
no,
a breathing
talk.
Room to
mm-hmm.
learn
no,
a little bit
talk.
About the board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, do we have to have a second? But I mean,
somebody yeah. should act as liaison to the NRC.
Do you not wish to be?
It's just going to be a liaison to the NRC.
The second vice president acts as liaison to the
yeah.
NRC.
Or any special assignments
plus
the president.
Yeah. Plus, you're an officer of the board.
Right. I can
doubles your salary.
Yeah. Thanks.
And if the plane goes down and you're not on it, you might be president.
Me too, right. John can't fly on the same plane.
So
did I hear a yes?
I'll do it.
And do you want to say a few words as to why you're so graciously involved?
Because nobody else volunteered. I mean, I attend all the NRC meetings anyway, so I try and attend most of the committee meetings, period. So, you know, but I certainly don't want to prevent somebody else from doing it. They want to do it. I'm sure it's a great experience for them.
It will be for you also. I think this is you're a perfect choice for
actually,
this.
Actually, you are, because you were mm-hmm. president of the NRC.
So
great.
Do we have a motion for Francis to be second VP?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. That completes the organizational meeting. The last thing I will mention this year for the first time, and this is from, again, Dr. Friedel, who wanted to do this. There is an annual report, and I believe they're on the back table, are they not, Judy? This is the first year we've done an annual report as a board. We felt like it was a report to the community. It has all types of things, the items that were passed that we had completed this year, a list of things we already know about next year, reports from the committees, most active committees. It has financial statements, and it has the manager's report. So I urge everybody, if you have not picked up a copy, please do so. And then the very last thing we sped over before because we had a few people out, there is a confidentiality agreement that we ask all board members to sign, telling us that you will take whatever is discussed, especially on the executive meetings, in confidence. Could we get everyone to please sign it? You can sign it right in at the end of this meeting. Is there any other business in that organization?
Does she just want the signature?
All right. As my last act, meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Congratulations, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Francis.
I meant to make a copy of this, so can I just...
bring you all copies if you need them.
Oh, yeah, if you could.
Okay.
Do you need all of them or just the one that's signed? What do you need?
She said all of them.
I mean, you need that, do you?
Well, I'll just bring you the signature page if you want to do it that way.
I don't care.
I'll take about 5 minutes for it so that everybody can rearrange things at the table if you'd like.
I'm not rearranging.
Jason, where's the USD or the EPA or whatever?
Their report's not due to us until June.
I couldn't remember when the date was.
Actually, I want to say that the date is the end of May, so that it can be considered.
Well, I was ready to say, hasn't it got to, we've got to talk about for budget, and wouldn't it need to...
Yeah, I've got to look at that Gantt chart.
Okay,
there
all right.
No critical
I couldn't find it
June.
Really quick. My computer's giving me all sorts of problems today. And
well, I'm glad to resend it.
No. That would be good. That way I would at least be able to have the Gantt chart.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I couldn't remember, and I made me a note to ask you about it, because I'm like, I kept thinking something was April 30th was a deadline. Was it
Jane,
for the RFP?
Have they talked to us or gotten feedback or come and met at the pools?
They are coming back Wednesday.
Okay.
It's Wednesday. They're coming out.
Time for
the date... Higgins and Gerstenmaier to do the cruise. When the little timeline, it was 8:30.
Yeah, I thought it was
Saturday.
Yeah.
And so the guy emailed me late last week and he said,
you're late.
I think another day. And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, that's great because I didn't notice that it was a Saturday.
No, I knew there was something that was 4:30 and I couldn't remember what it was. And I'm like, wasn't on the agenda. And I'm like, something was supposed to have occurred by 4:30.
There's nothing on that one.
And they are the
staff. Okay, all right. That's what I knew there was something. And I couldn't remember what
it was there.
I don't know.
They went flying. There it is.
I haven't talked about it.
Okay.